GOP Representative Vandrew calls for Biden resignation over Taliban takeover. One of the darkest, most embarrassing days for our country. By Trent Baker on August 15, 2021. Representative Jeff Vandrew, RNJ, on Sunday called for President Joe Biden and the rest of his administration to resign over their handling of the United States' withdrawal of troops from Afghanistan. Vandrew said on Fox News Channel's Sunday Night in America that the Taliban's takeover of Afghanistan is one of the darkest, most embarrassing days we've had in our country. He called it a tremendous embarrassment for the Biden administration. My God, it is one of the darkest, most embarrassing days we've had in our country. And it's a tremendous embarrassment for the Biden administration, Vandrew declared. You know, every day I wake up as a congressman. And you wonder what is going to be next. But with this administration, it is failure, after failure, after failure. Honest to God, I can't believe I'm saying this, but I am. It literally is time for this president to resign. It is time for this vice president to resign. It is time for the Senate president and our speaker to resign. We need new people, even new Democrats, hopefully, that are moderates. We can't keep doing this. It has been about 7 months, and this is the worst of all. This is the real topper. I mean, people that we trusted and worked with there are zeroing to be killed. They are going to be tortured. They're going to be hurt. Women are going to be raped. People are going to be beheaded. This was not an exit strategy that made any sense. And in no way it should have been a conditional exit strategy. In no way should this have been done. The president promised us that this wouldn't happen like this, promised that it would not be like Vietnam. He promised that there would not be people trying to take an away off of the top of our embassy and literally just his words a short period of time ago, and not one word made sense. None of it was right. We can't keep doing this, we have to be the America that we've known and always love. This is not that America, he concluded. Follow Trent Baker on Twitter @MagnifyTrent.